The Air Force Community Partnership Program became official with the signing of a memo by Service Secretary Deborah Lee James at the end of July. The goals are to meet the mission requirements of its bases at a lower cost, partially by leveraging some of the public services the local governments around those bases already provide, and partially by letting those counties and municipalities take advantage of excess real estate and facilities on the bases. As one major enabler, the Air Force is taking advantage of legislation Congress passed last year, allowing the military to enter into a wide range of intergovernmental agreements with state and local officials. Stephen Zander, the program's director, says it's the broadest authority the military's had to do that in the past 30 years.
There's new legislation that says, Air Force or the services, you can partner directly with state and local communities. You can sole source a service to the community as long as they're already providing it to the community. It can be for, cannot exceed 5 years, and they can use local wage rates. That's pretty impressive when you have that type of authority. Now, there's a whole bunch of people that don't want us to do that. There is guidance out from the Air Force, the Vice Chief of Staff and the Under Secretary of the Air Force that says, hey, make every dollar count. And I got to tell you, we're saying this is not business as usual. So what that means is we're going to talk about creative initiatives, and nobody's allowed to say no. Okay. Nobody's allowed to say no. We got to say how you get there.
In the initiative's early stages, the Air Force established partnerships of one kind or another in 16 locations around the country. Some examples: last year, officials at Tinker Air Force Base and Midwest City, Oklahoma, agreed to use the city's jails for the military base's pre-trial and post-conviction inmates. In May, Joint Base San Antonio avoided spending $250,000 on a new animal shelter by agreeing to let the city take over animal control services on base. And in June, officials struck a deal with Prince George's County, Maryland, to deliver all the solid waste from Joint Base Andrews. In exchange, the base gets a 25% discount from the rates it had been paying. While those examples may be small in overall dollar value, Zander says the hope is they'll lead to bigger things once base commanders build tighter links with their local communities.
We are trying to create an environment. It's hard for me to create anything. Everything's dependent upon those people, but we're trying to say, think in the following manner. Keep an open mind as you address these possibilities. And what's interesting is, for if any of you have ever experienced this before, is you get them in the room and it starts out with leaders saying, installation leaders like yourself saying, hey, here's an idea. And a community goes, oh, that's what you guys need? Well, we need something like that too. And next thing you know, it generates a whole series of ideas. And then you can figure out the way to go.
The program is structured so that the Air Force has a cross-functional task force at its headquarters who can give a range of technical, legal, and other expert advice to local installations. But the service doesn't want officials at the Pentagon to be the ones striking the deals with local officials. Zander says the Air Force wants local commanders to be the face of the effort, and it's not planning to force partnerships unless both the base commander and local community leaders are interested.
You want us to send a team to you. You got to meet these three criteria. And so if the installation leadership wants to do it, great. How many of us have programs jammed down our throat and it didn't go anywhere? So we're saying we're not doing it unless the wing commander says we're doing it. Community leaders got to want to do it. And trust me, we've got some places where they say they want to do it, but they really aren't sure. We can tell when they're buying into the program or not, and then they got to use our Air Force process.
The Air Force process involves a series of 7 steps that usually take between 6 and 8 months, starting with an initial planning meeting and ideally ending with a long-term charter that outlives the military and local officials who first signed it. Over the long term, the Air Force envisions using the partnership structure for a wide array of initiatives, ranging from cooperative police training to local transportation to snow removal and data center maintenance. Zander says they'd also like to explore methods of strategic sourcing that leverage different acquisition vehicles at both the federal and local level.
I like to put it in this context. The last time I heard, people pretty much agree that our Air Force budget was about $140 billion a year in FY14. And we're taking care of about a million active duty, reserve, guard, civilians. And then, of course, their families and all that. So that's about a million. Now, think about that in the context of, and I'm sorry I didn't look up Tennessee, in the case of Ohio, which has an $80 billion budget, and they're taking care of 33 million people. So do you think the state has a way to do that? Do you think they have contracts? They know how to do contracts and do all kinds of other things? So when we come to them and say, you must use federal acquisition regulations because we've been doing it for the last 50 years, the state of Texas goes, but wait a minute, I've been here since 1860-something, right? So do you think the states have a way to do this if we can just figure out how to tap into that resource, that capability? That's what we're finding. They can do things. It will take us years to get legislation. They can say, I want to do this and do it within a year, maybe.
The Air Force has just announced a major headquarters reorganization, including the stand-up of a new installation and mission support center. Zander says the Community Partnership Program will most likely move from the Pentagon into that new organization, but its functions won't change.
We will do an opportunities analysis, meaning we're now, as part of our process, we will analyze an installation, identify potential opportunities if they have underutilized infrastructure, real estate, or facilities, and then that typically is a stepping point. But installation commanders are the face of this, and they got to establish that leadership committee and make sure we get the right partners in there. This is an enduring relationship. So typically, by the time we're done there, we ask them to have a charter or some type of agreement where they're going to meet regularly with the community from now until whenever, because our leaders are realizing very quickly it should not change once the wing commander changes, or whoever the installation commander is, right? This is going to go on and hopefully keep building.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.